I guess we all have forgotten about this wholesale meat-selling group, have we not? Don't hear much about it anymore. At least the media, the liberal side of our media, has forgotten all about Planned Parenthood, or buried them, kept them out of the news, and consequently away from the scrutiny of the American people. Justice once again denied. You know, like the IRS scandals. To refresh your memory, there was a first secret Planned Parenthood video released in mid-July last year, almost a year ago. You know, the one about the pricing and sale of babies' hearts, livers, kidneys, and the like from the Planned Parenthood wholesale meat market? Whatever outrage that produced at the time sure died on the vine in very short order, did it not? Why is it not revived? And there was little publicity of the second video that was released, which may have been worse for Planned Parenthood than the first. Just more business as usual from this brutal organization. Did you see either the first or the second video? Did you? One could never forget and would clamor for justice, don't you think? If you saw it? Certainly not forgive and forget. But both videos and these brutal procedures from Planned Parenthood were absolutely buried, again, buried by the liberal media. Why? But then came best-selling author and scholar Camille Paglia, a liberal herself, and an atheist, and a lesbian, and a professor, who courageously denounced the liberal media as shockingly unprofessional. Wow, that's quite a charge from a liberal herself. Shockingly unprofessional, the media was, for censoring the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood, harvesting fetal body parts. Professor Paglia made those remarks in an interview on the liberal and left-wing Salon.com. And Professor Paglia went on, "At what point will liberals wake up to realize the stranglehold they had on the media for so long? At what point will they wake up?" And indeed, there is that liberal stranglehold, total domination, in fact, in so many ways. Editorializing left, omitting essential news, presenting partial views, protecting and defending anyone and anything which advances the liberal cause. Media bias at its worst, so says Professor Camille Paglia, the liberal herself. The liberal media, she said, is comprised so much so by knee-jerk ideologues. Knee-jerk ideologues, rather than objective reporters of the news. The majority of Americans feel the very same way. Do you? And more from Paglia. Liberals think of themselves as very open-minded, but that is simply not true. Again, liberals think of themselves as very open-minded, but that is simply not true. They are not open-minded, said Paglia. They are biased. They have agendas, and they work to collect select facts and figures, publishing only those which will advance their bias. She goes on to say, liberalism has sadly become a knee-jerk ideology, with people barricaded in their comfortable little cells. They think that their views are the only rational ones, the only rational ones, and everyone else is not only evil, evil, her word, but financed by the Koch brothers. It's so simplistic, says Professor Paglia. Well, it may indeed be simplistic, but it is also evil, as she well says, far more so than the evil they attribute to the other side. Ideologues with ego and bias, self-serving, and totally non-objective. The biased liberal media is one of the most serious problems in America today, in my view. What do you think? We can never know the truth. Professor Paglia, who, by the way, is very much pro-abortion, then directed her remarks toward Planned Parenthood and those demonic and evil videos. She says, "Now, let me give you a recent example of the persisting insularity of liberal thought in the media. When the first secret Planned Parenthood video was released mid-July last year," she says, "anyone who looks only at liberal media was kept totally in the dark about it, even after the second video was released, even after the second video was released. Nothing. No meaningful communication from the liberal media. Totally in the dark. No coverage. No condemnation. No call for action or for justice. None. No criticism of Planned Parenthood, but rather very brief and often buried coverage and move on. Reminds me of the famous words of the most untransparent president in American history, now residing in the White House, who reminds the American people that whenever his actions catch up with him, nothing there, move on, nothing there, move on. The liberal media, his champion and protector for 8 years, does indeed move on and bury and protect their own. But Paglia refused to move on, especially in her interview. And she said the following, "It was a huge and disturbing story, Planned Parenthood, but there was total silence in the liberal media. That kind of censorship was shockingly unprofessional. The liberal major media were trying to bury the story by ignoring it." The words of Professor Camille Paglia. Amen. A hearty amen. What Planned Parenthood was doing, harvesting and selling baby body parts, was not only disturbing, but shocking. And it was criminal. And then that criminal activity was totally ignored by the shockingly unprofessional liberal media. The story was buried. It was buried, and it still is. And there still is no justice for those butchers who continue to receive millions and millions of dollars in federal funds, your money and mine, to carry on their evil practices. What is shocking is that there is no justice in this matter. That's what's shocking. And the whole thing was disgusting, just disgusting from a human standpoint. Said Professor Paglia, "I was horrified and disgusted by those videos and immediately felt there were serious breaches of medical ethics in the conduct of Planned Parenthood officials." Amen to that. And so was I, and I hope you were as well. There were not only serious breaches of medical ethics by the officials of Planned Parenthood, but criminal actions and activity by this wholesale meat factory, harvesting and selling innocent and unborn baby parts. Doesn't that disgust you? Why is it buried? Why is there not justice done? Why are those officials not in jail? Why? So then, Paglia, disgusted by the liberal media and the biased knee-jerk ideologues involved, goes on to say about them as follows. "It is everyone's obligation, everyone's, whatever your political views, to look at both liberal and conservative news sources every single day. You need a full range of viewpoints to understand what is going on in the world." Yet another hearty amen to that, Professor Paglia. How refreshing it is to hear a professor, an academic, an atheist caught up in the liberal milieu of academia and an abortionist and a lesbian championing the gay agenda tell it like it is. Liberal media is everywhere. We are exposed to it on every corner, on television, cable, radio, and internet, websites, satellites, everywhere. Our company, for one, reacts and presents a conservative point of view. Otherwise, it is simply not available unless companies like us, individuals like Crawford Broadcasting Company employees, stand up and tell the truth. But it is the job, the duty, the responsibility, the opportunity and privilege of the media to be objective, like it used to be, and present both or any number of sides to any issue, and to present the facts as they are, and all of them. In other words, publish the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But in reality, truth is so often absent. Facts are left out, ignored, or buried, and consequently never the whole truth. You and I don't get the whole truth. And facts or opinions are added, that spin, so that there may be nothing left of the truth as it really is. Nothing but the truth is a mantra dead at the doorstep of the liberal media. And more from this right-thinking Professor Paglia. She decries the liberal culture for its attacks on Christianity. Wow. And she says the following. All of the great world religions contain a complex system of beliefs regarding the nature of the universe and human life that is far more profound than anything that liberalism has produced. I find it completely hypocritical, she said, for people in academia or the media to demand understanding of Muslim beliefs and yet be so derisive and dismissive of the devout Christian beliefs of Southern conservatives. The words of Professor Paglia. Wow, what a liberal challenge to the liberals. What a statement. It seems so clear and obvious that this woman is fair and objective in her thinking, looking for, even demanding the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, without any liberal bias or any bias of any kind. That to me is so refreshing. Ah, it's so refreshing. Bring it on, Professor. Even more so. Christianity is indeed under attack by the media. Horrific massacres of Christians are ignored. Cries for justice denied. Respect for things sacred and valuable to Christians trampled. And they get away with it. The media, and especially academia, do indeed demand understanding of Muslim beliefs, and in fact champion Muslims no matter the fanaticism and jihadism. At least they don't deal with that. And that, it seems, doesn't matter as long as Christianity can be attacked or at least neutralized or ignored. Small wonder the vast majority of Americans do not trust and think there is overt bias in the media, essentially liberal to the core. Bet you won't find this good lady participating on any liberal panels on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, for that matter. She cares not to toe the party line. No breakfast with Bill Maher. So I, for one, salute you, Professor Paglia. You seem fair and objective, something America sorely needs from both sides. I respect you and your courageous stand, even if I very much disagree with your atheistic worldview or the championing of the gay agenda, and otherwise being an active participant in the equally liberal culture of academia. Thank you for your courageous stand. Thank you for giving us what is very close to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the liberal media. And, as importantly, Planned Parenthood. The handling of the Planned Parenthood incident was indeed shockingly unprofessional. What Planned Parenthood did was indeed shocking and disgusting and horrifying. It was one of the most serious breaches of medical ethics ever, and it was indeed evil. But they got away with it. Planned Parenthood got away with it, at least for now, primarily because it was protected by Obama and his ilk, and by the liberal media. Planned Parenthood continues to be funded by Obama, and they continue to have access to our money, for abortion procedures and the harvesting of baby parts if they wish. What a world. What a world. I am often reminded of the words of the creator of this universe, who told us so clearly that vengeance was his. Oh, it will come, he promised, said the creator. Said God Almighty, it will come. Right will be done. Justice will be served. But I, for one, sure wish it would happen sooner rather than later. The criminality should put Planned Parenthood officials behind bars. So say I. And I think Professor Camille Paglia would agree as well. What do you think?